Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, comedian Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And the fifth of our Patreon guest hosts is little Joey Bloom.
Hey, you all right?
Here he is, the first ever Welshman we've ever had on our podcast.
Welshman,
yeah. No, you're from somewhere, aren't you? Where is it? Ireland or Jamaica
or something?
Yeah,
I'm from the sunny place of Yorkshire.
You're from Yorkshire, I knew I recognised that. Yeah, we'll probably have like some kind of subtitles or something. it's lovely to have you, Joe Bloom, our fifth patron guest host, in the absence of Craig, who is still... I believe he's still in the jungle somewhere.
The jungle's finished, so
the jungle's finished, but it's a long flight back. Maybe he's getting a boat back, I don't know. Maybe he's walking. Maybe he's gone for a jog on the way back.
For anybody who's a new listener.
Yes, I did think that. We've had Patreon guest hosts for about 5 weeks now. If you are a new listener, we usually have little Craigie Hazel. He's the...
He's normally host of the show, really.
Pretty much. He's like the Sue Perkins of the show.
Yeah.
In sort of physically and professionally.
Yeah.
And he's actually working on and writing on I'm a Celebrity. He will be back sort of in a couple of weeks or so. But until then, we've got the likes of lovely little Joe Bloom here. Patrons of the podcast coming on to help us out, which is lovely.
Absolutely. It's lovely to be here.
It's lovely to have you here, mate. And it's a very special podcast because we are streaming live on Twitch. Because we're in the middle of game week 17 and the scores are coming in thick and fast.
Thick and fast already.
It is, yeah. It's about 23 minutes past 8 and on the Wednesday, yeah. And we've got scores happening and it's all happening at the moment. And it's exciting, I can't believe it.
Yeah, and basically all your hopes and dreams of anybody have been crushed. Unless you've got De Bruyne in your team.
Yeah,
it's
not going well at the moment for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will keep you abreast. I just said breast and Joe Bloom laughed, so that's the Welsh for you. We're going to be keeping you abreast of the scores as they come in. We're very much going for Jeff Stelling's job, aren't we? Let's be honest, streaming live as the scores come in. But there was a game week at the weekend. We might be in the middle of game week 17, but there was a game week 16 this weekend. And it was hot. It was hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't great for a lot of managers. You had to have very specific players to have done well. But we start game week 17, or 16 rather, which was Saturday.
With the biggest game.
Well, a massive result for one Ashley Kernsworth.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, mate? West Ham 1, Chelsea the champions 0.
It's a bit predictable, actually. Well, I did predict it live on TalkSport, but there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about
that. Exciting, didn't I?
Let's talk about that. Ash was on TalkSport a few days before that game week, wasn't he? He was sort of like about this time last week.
Yeah.
Featured on TalkSport. So Craig went on TalkSport in about August time.
Yeah.
You went on TalkSport this time. They haven't had me on yet, have they?
No.
That's a shame. That is a shame. But yeah, did you predict on TalkSport?
I said West Ham were awesome, basically. And then
they
ripped out me for 3 hours.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, because you said that? Well, do you know what?
It proves I'm right.
I'm going to phone Danny Kelly up now and say, do you know what? Yeah, eat your words. Eat your words, Kelly.
Yeah. So West Ham getting the big win.
Yes.
Like mega defensive performance and...
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Masuaku, we were talking about him last week, has gone from like Captain Calamity, but now he's playing out on the wing. He looks really good.
Neville said he was like the most improved player at West Ham.
Yeah, he looks like, literally looks like a different person.
Mm. It's the Moyes effect, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think he's just moved. I think before, basically, he was playing left back and Cresswell was playing left wing or, you know, wing back.
Yeah.
And then they swapped them over. So Cresswell can defend, and Masuaku can't for shit.
Mm.
He looks so good going forward. I don't know why it's a bit like when we played Antonio right back for ages and he kept like giving away penalties and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that might just be just changing that, just turn the season
maybe
around.
What do you think about Arnautovic though? He's been kind of, he was constantly at the back line, just aggressive, aggressive, aggressive.
Yeah, I think Moyes must have just said like, I don't know, something to him in Scottish and just like whipped him or whatever, because he was like, I think he either had no motivation under Bilic or was just really unfit.
He was a key player in that game.
Well, on Outovich, they were saying that.
Obviously, he scored. But I mean, just hard work and determination to constantly harass Chelsea, who are usually their harassers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Mm. Definitely.
We pressed them so much early on in the game. Yeah, the players were super knackered. So
super knackered.
Super knackered. So I, just before the game, heard on the grapevine that Morata was ill. So
I don't think he was ill, was he? He was injured.
No, he was actually, they were saying that he'd been ill with flu or something.
Took illness.
Coming up to that game. So I transferred him out at the last minute for Kane, who I've never had ever in a team.
Really?
Yeah.
Judas bastard.
Exactly.
The only time you bring him in.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Really? Well, that's not bad. We will get to Kane's score because Kane was quite a big boy to have this week. But Burnley beat Watford 1-0. No return in that game for everyone's boyfriend, Richarlison.
No.
Everyone fucking loves that.
Well, yeah, it's upsetting, really, because Watford have been my hope and dreams in the Togger League. Like, I took up three Watford players, and ever since, I'm at the top four of the table.
So, really?
Yeah. And now they're on the down.
They definitely are the ones who have, because even so, with, you know, a bad result, you know, bad result one week, good result the other week, people like Kiko Firmino, I know I talk about him all the time, but he has turned into the new Wallers. Kiko Firmino definitely smashing it. Richarlison, I bought him in myself. Rambo got a little injury. We'll get to that. Ramsey got an injury, and Richarlison, I stuck him straight in. He didn't have a great game week 16. Didn't have a bad game week 17. Because obviously Watford played last night, and he did get the assist. But there's not much happening.
I didn't realize he was only 20 years old.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 20 years old. Wow. And I need to rest him. I'm playing him every game, every 90 minutes.
He's got more energy. Yeah. He's 20.
Guess
that's
who
when
I,
you can play a lot.
Be surprised.
Guess who I sneaked in off the waiver wire?
Who's that?
Ziegler. Perfect. Got him on the waiver wire, snucked in when no one was looking, and he immediately got red carded.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
Ziegler, that was, I watched that on the match of days.
It wasn't a very exciting game.
No, it wasn't. I must say, it was. It wasn't up there with,
although everyone's favourite Pope.
Popington.
Billion points.
Yeah. I saw someone on Twitter say that they think he should get, sort of drug tested because he came from nothing to just being like the greatest player in the world.
It's like,
can we give him like a pet? You know, like when you see a UFC fight, they're like really fat and they lose, they come back and they're really, really tonk and they're like going 10-0. And it's like, I reckon he's probably on steroids. But some of them, did you know this? A little tangent. That some of them, I've heard, to beat drug testing, they inject clean urine directly into their bladder.
Oh my God.
How disgusting is that?
Oh, I feel ill.
How disgusting is that?
Gotta do what you gotta do, you know.
Gotta do what you gotta do to cheat. Yeah. Absolutely.
Next game up, Palace 2-2 with Bournemouth.
Palace are fucking flying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
They're lovely.
Was it this game?
Juicy.
Oh, this game had one of the highlights of the week.
Yeah.
The old penalty.
Oh my God. Do you know what? So I must have missed it on looking at Twitter and updating the scores and stuff. But obviously, yeah, Benteke missed a fucking penalty. Benteke has, and then that prompted me to look at his scores, this season. Obviously, yeah, he hasn't scored a goal. I think everyone knows that. But it's been shocking.
Yeah. Did you hear all the rigmarole about, you know, he isn't the penalty taker.
Yeah, yeah.
He forced his way to that penalty because he thought he'd get the goal.
Yeah, he took it off.
Desperate to fucking score.
Who was that?
Who took the first one? It must have been, how do you pronounce his name?
That's close enough.
Yeah, that'll do, mate. I thought Zaha would have stepped up. I'm not
going
to
lie. Yeah, he took the first one and scored it. Absolutely smashed it.
So he's the penalty taker.
And he put the ball down to take it again.
And Benteke went, nah, it's mine, mate.
Yeah, fuck off, mate. I've got it. Bear in mind.
I've got it. Who are you? What have you done this season? Fuck off, mate.
Absolutely hammered his right into the corner.
Right in the tits.
And then Benteke was like, I got this, mate. Oh, and
that was fucking dog shit.
Straight with it.
Fucking dog shit.
When will strikers learn? They're not penalty takers.
No, you need your Dennis Irwin's, your Leighton Baines's. to get up.
See, someone's got to probably smash it.
But Scott Dan with a goal, who James Doncaster, last week's Patreon guest host, was saying about he brought him in and he likes a bit of Scott Dan, and then was like,
he's
got
some
no
good
return.
Picks, JD.
For
him. He knows a few.
Dan's always been a good one, but he hasn't really. I don't think he's scored this season at all. But I think that's a.
I mean, he used to be a good fantasy pick. Like
he was last season before he got injured. I remember he got injured last season. I had him for
cheap,
a long time. Because he just likes a goal. He just runs down that wing and likes a goal.
Of course, you know, who did score big this week.
Mm.
The Little Hobbit.
The Turncoat Hobbit.
The Turncoat Hobbit.
Jermaine Defoe.
Once every 10 games.
Out of nowhere, scores a fucking wonder goal.
Yeah, it's not the sort of player that you can pick fantasy football.
If someone could tell me when to predict when he's going to do that,
yeah,
I'd probably nosh him off.
If you need to. Oh my God! Heard that exclusively. Live here. You'd nosh him off. Just give me a little technique of how you'd nosh him off there.
Take me from 100k to 10k.
That is the problem with all these third choice strikers. It's when do you play them? Whenever you do,
that's the
whoever you got. Like I've got
trying to predict, you'll never be able to predict.
It's the law of averages.
It's too difficult. There will be people looking at Defoe now and thinking, oh, you know, a decent Bournemouth fixture. Maybe it's worth getting Defoe, you know, because the return on him. But you can't even predict it with someone who's even more picked that, like Rooney, for example.
Yeah.
So Rooney is going to get more minutes than Defoe, but you still can't pick it with Rooney. It's too difficult. The only dead certs in this game are Kane, Morata. And that's it. Trying to figure someone else. That is about it.
Speaking of third choice strikers.
Yeah.
Mounier.
Show me the Mounier.
Doubled in that Huddersfield 2.
He did.
Isn't he another though? Brighton. Once every 8
games. It's more than that. Yeah. He hasn't scored since game week 1. I looked that up and I was like, oh, he was the talk of the town a while ago. Yeah. No, he was the talk of town 16 fucking game weeks ago. Game week 1, he scored and everyone was jizzing on him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm riding that Mounier train.
Just laying down and taking it,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Unnecessarily sexual in the first sort of 11 minutes of the podcast this week. But no, that's true. Everyone was on that. And it's, you really can't pick that. It'll be people that haven't touched their team from game week 1.
Yeah, all that. Yeah,
still
yeah.
got him in that will suddenly go, fucking hell, I've got a green arrow in FPL. Yeah. I forgot I was playing fantasy football.
Yeah, or haven't had Why enough money that? To transfer him out.
Yeah.
So he'll be sat on a load of people's benches.
Mm.
Oh, that's got to be annoying.
Yeah,
exactly. But so Huddersfield getting a win anyway. Stoke not getting a win.
Stoke doing the opposite of getting a win.
They just look a bit...
They've done
really
a lot.
Pooped it right now, don't they?
Yeah,
it's really upsetting.
So I had...
Is it upsetting?
It's upsetting.
Are you from Stoke, are you, Joe? Are you from Stoke, bastard?
So I got Pogba in, who immediately got
you
sent
brought, You brought oh, him yeah. in. I was going to say, did you bring him in this week?
No,
that's an error.
I brought him in 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Immediately got...
Dead.
Then, so he was replacing somebody who got injured.
Mm.
He came on, got sent off. Then replaced him with Aaron Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, my fourth attempt, for some reason, I brought in Shaqiri.
I don't think that's a bad shout. I was tempted myself. I bought him in Miss Sausage.
I've liked him ever since he came to the Premier League.
Yeah,
but I don't know when he's going to perform.
He's so lackluster.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's very hit and miss with him, but he doesn't cost a lot. And if you watch the game, he did nearly score.
Yeah.
He very nearly scored.
Yeah, that's the one thing. And I think he's
But that's what happens every week.
I think he's probably quite good for some bonus points every so often as well.
Yeah, definitely. No, he is. He is. Absolutely. It was my little tip of the week last week, actually.
Oh, was
and
it?
I brought him in, yeah. And he was, I talked about it in the podcast, mate. Thanks for paying attention. But yeah.
Can we talk about Kane?
Let's talk about Kane.
Please.
Let's do it. Not only did Kane return to form with 2 goals, so did Eriksen. And that's been fucking long. That's been longer than Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been, and as far as sort of midfielders go, he's fucking still expensive.
They have to be really on form. For you to get Eriksen in, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, I had Eriksen,
don't get me wrong. I think
I think most people have had Eriksen for a while. But
He was my pick for the season. He was one of my two picks.
Really?
It was going to be KDB, Eriksen, leave him in there for the entire season. But then Eriksen, you know.
Has sort of fallen off
just,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Only just recently, because he was for a very long time.
Don't know if he got a new girlfriend or something. And just
maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe he listens to the gaffer tapes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But he did fall off a little bit. And then obviously, you know, he got the goal. I don't know if he got any, I don't think he got any bonus points, did he, the lad? But
we haven't spoken about Kane.
Wow.
He got one. Yeah, well, let's talk about Kane then. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a conundrum, isn't it, the Kane thing? Everyone's
Does
trying
anyone
to talk
else hate
about
him?
Everyone's trying to work
me?
It out.
Is it just me?
Well, I've only had him for 1 week, so I like him.
So you're loving it. I got rid of him a few weeks ago. Even after I was, you know, everyone was getting rid of him and I was like, no, I'll keep it. He got one goal. Oh, I'll keep him. Didn't get anything. Oh, 1 more week. And I think he's going to haunt me now.
Yeah.
And I would have to do something drastic to get him back in, I think.
Well,
so.
He's what, how much? 12?
12 points.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, he's over that. It's 12.8.
I say this is ridiculous, but I've got him in my team, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate him down to the
bone. Well, here's a little stat for you. I was going to leave this for a little bit later, but this is a stat that I found.
Mm.
So, we're going to talk about Charlie Austin coming up, but Charlie Austin, right? 28 points in his last four games. 28 points last four games for Charlie Austin. He's 6.2 mil. Kane, 28 points in his last four games. He's 12.9 mil. He's probably, as we speak, going up to about 13 mil.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the return on that same points and literally less than half the price for Charlie Austin. So it really is hit and miss. But it's like when he scores big, you put your captain's armband on him, you're reaping the rewards. But if you didn't have the armband on him and he was just in your team, you're not getting anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I honestly think Kane is a commitment. He is an investment. It is. And you need to invest in him for the entire season.
And stick the armband on him every single fucking game week because you can't have him.
Which is what
12.9 mil and not put the fucking armband on him.
Because he has so many 2-point weeks, but then he has 18 bully point weeks.
Exactly.
And that makes up for 10 game weeks almost because the points he can get are insane.
I know it's true, but it's just, it makes the rest of it, it just makes everything else boring in a way because you've got so much money invested in him and it's like, really, I've got to have Shaqiri or I can't have Hazard, I can't have this player, I can't have Salah.
Yeah.
I've got to have.
Really, the one you want is Son, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Son.
Midfielder, 8 million.
I know. And he basically plays as a striker, doesn't he?
Yeah, I suppose the only thing is he gets rotated loads, doesn't he?
Does he?
Well, yeah. So you don't know whether he's like doesn't he get has 90 done, minutes.
Well, that was my thing. So I brought him in a while ago, just at the right time, around about game week 10 or 11, I think.
Yeah.
And he was scoring and getting assists, and it was you know.
But he's great peak.
He can be a great pick. I think he's going to play a lot more often now because Tottenham are getting into trouble. They're not, you know, bar the 5-1 fucking win against Stoke. They have been struggling. So, I think that Pochettino's realised that Son fucking ran that game. He was mad at the man. His hands fucking down. And I think that he knows that. And as a result, barring any like weird, you know, internationals that he's got where he zooms off to Korea.
Correct.
Okay. That was close. That was a very close. I think bar that, you know, I think get him in.
Again, I think he's just one of those players that you have to pick him before he performs because it depends where they're going to play him because he can get played a lot in the midfield doing a lot of legwork because he's really, really good at that.
Yeah.
But he's better when he's poking at the back. Poking, because they just cannot stop it.
I love you saying poking. Is that poking you're saying? Because I don't speak Scottish. Is it poking?
Poking.
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 Poking at the back.
Poking at the back.
Are you poking?
Let's have a bath.
I'd love to see you in a flat cap with a pint of bitter.
Where's your ass that you had last week?
I did wear a flat cap. Yeah.
In the penultimate game of Saturday.
Yes.
Swansea won. Did a win as well.
They've done a win.
Gone a bloody win.
Bonnie again. Bonnie.
This is well retro.
Bonnie with back-to-back goals, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And little Tammy Abraham's got another assist.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie is 0.7% picked at 5.7 mil, and he's got back-to-back goals.
Fuck.
Tammy Abraham with the assist again. Still, Abraham is a decent shout for
his
money.
What I mean is, Abraham. He's once every four game weeks. He's not good enough.
Yeah. Like, he is pretty much their main striker.
Yeah.
Swansea's main striker. I don't know.
What
Swansea.
Other than Burnie?
So he's got four goals this season. Bonnie just the two, I believe, or maybe three, but. Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know. Swansea are struggling. Don't know if we've got any updates on the scores this evening as it comes in. Tottenham have scored. Tottenham have scored.
Please tell me it's Son.
I don't know. It's going to take me a while. I don't have the up-to-date equipment. United have scored.
Yes, they have.
Leicester have scored a third
goal.
Please talk amongst yourselves and bear with me while...
So Leicester have scored a third goal. Man City are 2-0 up. Man United are winning 1-0.
Lovely.
But the rest, Everton are 1-0 up with Rooney, but the rest are 0-0. And Tottenham's not doing anything because they're a sack of poo when they want to be.
Somebody...
King with the goal.
There's a thing where somebody posted on Reddit that Kane's goals are directly proportional to...
Oh, yeah,
I
posted that on Twitter.
That's crazy. Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, that's
so
really
the final game of the weekend... was Newcastle Leicester.
I like Newcastle.
Well,
yeah. Anyone else?
No, I brought in...
Because you're Hossaloo. Irish, isn't it?
I brought in Hossaloo and...
Hossaloo, you brought him in?
Oh, about 6 weeks
that's
ago.
That's true, yeah, I've seen him in your...
FPL. In FPL, I brought Hossaloo and one of their defenders in when I wildcarded about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they've done zero for me since then.
Lukaku with a goal for United. Okay,
so he's finally got a goal. Because I got rid of him four games ago, which was the right thing to do because he's done nephal. So happy with that. Yeah. Except Morata is looking a bit doubtful. But anyway.
And Aurier with a goal for Tottenham.
Mm. So that's not helping anyway.
There we go. Jeff Stelling.
Live updates.
I have been bigging him up.
Yes.
About 6 weeks now.
You're silly.
With Mahrez.
Oh, sorry. Well, we're on Mahrez now. Yeah. Yeah, you have. Yeah, yeah. You said he was my tip for this week, Mahrez. That's right. He was my tip for this week.
And he did another goal. And he's done another goal today, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
smashing it. Well, he's just hit that form that he didn't have last year, but had the year before.
Yeah.
And he was the fucking talk. He was the best FPL pick in 2015, 16?
Yeah, the year they won the title.
Yeah. He was the best possible FPL pick you could have.
He was scoring like every single game. Yeah. Insane. It was like,
and
Salah.
It was, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It was. And, you know, even when Leicester were losing, he was providing. And, I think Vardy for me hasn't really been, proven his worth.
No.
So I think he's going to go this week for me.
He looks every time they play.
Mm.
They've got so many good attacking midfielders. Vardy always seems like,
yeah,
separated. Although, did you see he nearly scored, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, when they played. He nearly got an assist.
He nearly got the assist, yeah. But then it came off and it went for the own goal.
Because he did the pass.
Mm.
Done across the box, like classic FIFA, where you take it past the keeper, then you cross it, someone's completely open.
Perfect.
And then the defender swooped in and scored their own goal.
Perez, yeah. Perez had a boot on it.
With Vardy, he's just getting separated from the pack.
Like, yeah.
He is the sole striker, and unfortunately for him, he isn't 6'10".
Yeah.
So he's a bit isolated. But he's still brilliant. I still think he's bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
He just needs the provided support.
And also in that game, Marcus Gayle scored. Again, still not Marcus Gayle. But Gayle did score. That's back-to-back goals for him. And it's now the Gaffer Tapes 4, the Sun Dream Team 3.
Oh, of course,
little Tammy Abrahams versus Dwight Gayle thing. So, yeah, that's getting really close. I thought we were running away from it because at one point it was 4-0 to Tammy Abrahams. But now, he's brought it back, the Sun Dream Team. So one of us is going to get a tangerine and a stapler.
If Abraham moves clubs in January, you'll be... But,
do you reckon?
Yeah.
He's a talent.
He might go back to Chelsea.
Chelsea might need him. They might pull him back. You never know. I don't know how it works.
Oh, is he on loan? He's on loan, isn't he?
From Chelsea. Of course he fucking is. Listen to me, mate. I know me fucking football. Sunday's fixtures.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday. What a game. Bloody Sunday.
What a day.
Bloody
of
Sunday. Yeah, it was.
Sunday.
Yeah, it wasn't the best day of football, was it? It was. Promoted and bigged up to be fucking huge, but yeah, it wasn't thus. Austin, the aforementioned Austin, as we say, yeah, he scored on the bloody goal.
And little Jimmy Tadic with an assist.
Jimmy Tadic.
Oh,
yeah, your boyfriend Tadic.
After I spurred his advances, no, he's come back.
Really? I've just realised, boys, we've just glossed over a bloody, the biggest feature in British broadcasting. We talked about Leicester just moments ago. We talked about Leicester, and it is obviously time for the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, where's Wallace?
Where's Wallace?
Nice.
Beautiful. Textbook. He's in a dimly lit dressing room looking like a serial killer. So if you want to get on Instagram, Wazzle27. Yeah, he's a
bit of overexposure.
Looking,
in shot.
Yeah, there is a little bit. Yeah. Looking wrinkly, but he's a big lad. I wouldn't say it to his face.
Ghostly aura.
He has an aura. He has an aura.
He's maybe, you know, telling us something interesting about his personality, Tom.
Yeah, there's something about there. He's dark. He's sort of mysterious. Yeah.
Very.
But
especially in that hoodie,
he has the eyes of a shark. They just stare straight through you, just expressionless, dead black pits.
Maybe this was opposed to you specifically.
Was it? It's like, could stop be, fucking talking about
you
it in
translate
your podcast.
What he's saying. And,
yeah. I know, I was tempted to do that the other day. You can just tell, like, there's the odd word like super and lovely, and then everything else is in Polish. Yeah.
Hey, Tom Holmes.
Yeah, Tom Holmes, die. lovely, yeah. So there's Wallace, yeah. Keeping abreast of the Marcin Wazalewski updates. But yeah, Southampton won, Arsenal won, the aforementioned Austin. Doing another goal. That is like mental goals in like, really, it's like four in, 4-4, I think, for Austin.
That's what you said, yeah.
Was this...
That's what I said.
That's what you said.
That's what I said. That's if I said. Said it, it's fact, mate.
So I can't remember whether...
26-24.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, it was indeed.
Was this another... Southampton scored early and then they...
Super sub comes on.
And then
Giroud.
They had to bring on Giroud to rescue them as they do every week.
Put Giroud on the pitch, for God's sake.
He knows his years. Ever since Giroud's been there, he comes on and even he's, you've said this, Ash, and like, I remember I gave Giroud as a pick a while ago, like as a tip, and you were like, what the fuck? But if you look at his minutes played, to goals scored, and you know, if you want to talk about FPL, points to minutes is fucking amazing.
When he comes on, they start playing to him. Yeah. The rest of the time, they just like pass it around. They don't like classic, you know, people there think they always lie at Arsenal, how they just pass it around and don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
When you watch them, it's just so much sideways passing. Yeah. As soon as they get him, they just hit the ball, they just cross the ball to him.
Yeah.
And then he scores a goal, and they're like, oh, yeah.
Well, and it gets us out of trouble every fucking. Do you know what? It's the same. It's the same as Bentner.
Yeah.
Right. As much as Bentner was a fucking laughing stock and an absolute knob, probably about 2008, 2009, he scored some goals that kept us in the Champions League.
Didn't he score like a hat trick in the last 20 minutes of a game? Yeah. Or something ridiculous.
He scored so many last minute goals because Wenger would just stick him on and everyone would fire the ball at him because he's an absolute huge lanky streak of calm.
It seems to be. It seems to be Arsene's like obsession with playing his way and then he goes, oh, fine, I'll put him on.
Yeah, and then he fucking draws again. That moment when Giroud scored in the 87th minute and saved the fucking point, did not think, learn from your mistakes, Arsene. Just, probably but stick him on a bit earlier next time. Stubborn fucking manager in the world.
Yeah.
Does my tits in.
So that was the anti-penultimate game?
That was the anti-penultimate game. Bloody Merseyside derby, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody was.
Salah. Fixture proof.
Hashtag always Captain Salah.
Always Captain Salah, yeah. If you'd have Captain Salah every single game week this season,
you'd have 130 more points than you'd have.
You'd have about a million points.
You'd have probably about eight or nine million points.
Yeah.
You just can't go wrong. Don't overthink things.
Gomez assist as well.
Little Gomez assist.
He's a lovely little winger.
Is that big Gomez's son? Gomez.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gomez is good.
What do we think about Wayne Rooney?
Well. So Rooney scored the goal for Everton.
Mm.
Go on, Joe.
I think he's a pick. I honestly
think you're from Liverpool, aren't you? So you
he is. No, but look at his points.
He has scored five or more points in the last four games.
He didn't play for two games.
Since Big Sam came in.
Had a little break.
Mm.
Is that
since Big Sam?
Literally, yes.
Correlation.
Yeah.
Hashtag correlation.
God, I love correlation.
So game weeks 12 and 13, he didn't get a single minute.
Yeah.
And is that when Big Sam came in?
Yeah.
Since Sam came in, oh, it was. West Ham was the first game.
Was he watching it? But that was definitely the first game he was at the stadium
for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It's him and Austin. Like, if you're not in for the big, costly three forwards, Rooney or Austin, get him in right now.
Well, you could easily have, like, say Aguero, Morata, so two big strikers like that, and then a third one. Like, so he'd be filling in the Firmino.
Yeah.
So he's even cheaper.
Mm. He's cheaper.
Like half a million less.
Cheaper, yeah.
So I am...
He's not that cheap, but yeah. He's still
I'm thinking of getting rid of Vardy and sticking Rooney in, because then going to be, I don't know, no spoilers and stuff, but he's going to be my tip of the week for next week. But do you know what it is? Do you remember? So Everton bought all these amazing players and they were shit at the start of the season. But I remember saying, it's going to take a while for all these players to gel as a team, and it's going to take a while. And that's why when they got rid of Koeman, I was like, granted he spent a lot of fucking money, but he hasn't given them a chance to actually play as a team. He's brought in so many new players and now they're starting to play as a team.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're realising, oh, so-and-so should play a bit more than this one. And, you know, that's why Rooney now is getting a few more minutes. I'm bringing Rooney in. I'm saying it now. That's my change. Bringing Rooney in for Vardy.
I think he's...
Vardy out, Rooney in. Leroy Sané out, Mahrez in.
Yeah.
With, or, like, whoever is
and
your...
You've got money in the bank. Because Rooney's next game is against Swansea.
There's a few... Great fixture. He's definitely got... like fixtures that you could be rotated in and out for with whoever you've got as your fifth midfielder.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. If you've got a decent midfielder like Gross, if Gross has got some decent fixtures, you know, and you think, oh, Gross might get a few more points than Rooney this week.
Bear in mind.
Swap him around. It doesn't need to be a big Manny one.
Liverpool's form in that game was very touch and go. Touch and go. We got the early goal, I think, and it looked like we were going to get another, and then another, probably. Mm. But then by sort of 60 minute, even half time, we were passing it around the box, trying to get a way in, and Everton had 8 men behind the ball, and would just cancelling us out, just blocking everything. And this, this is a trend of Liverpool. They get a game like this, and it puts us down. My heads go down, and things change for the worse.
Yeah.
So bear in mind, Salah might not become a good pick in the near future.
Really?
Well, as a Liverpool fan, when they have a couple of games where they're a bit touch and go like that, the confidence drops.
Yeah.
And there'll be about 4 to 5 games of unsurety.
If that's so, unsurety.
That's the word made up right now.
Yeah.
For Northern.
I mean, you know. Chigwell and Rushton aside, I don't think
if you've got Salah, don't get rid of him, but don't probably bring anyone else in just yet.
Well, there was talk that Salah wouldn't be starting in tonight's game, which is currently 0-0 as we talk, Liverpool West Brom. There was talk that Salah wasn't going to start, and obviously, as a non-Salah owner, I got a boner.
How many minutes are we in now?
Half time.
It's half time.
HT.
West Brom,
as we called it in the business.
Probably one of the best or worst defences in the league right now. And we haven't scored a goal yet, and we've got Salah on the pitch.
Looks like
this is what I'm talking about.
It looks like they've only had one shot.
There you go. This is what I'm talking about.
It may very well be that he sticks, he does get rid.
Give you the vibes. We're on a downturn Salah, and it's going to be a bit disappointing.
What do you think to Salah to Real Madrid? I think he fits the exact mould. He's like quick, tall. That is my prediction.
He's not tall, is he?
Salah?
Yeah.
He looks it.
He's just got giant calves, hasn't he?
Well, he's like, no, he's tall. He's short.
Send us an email, info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us at thegaffertapes.
I don't think he's definitely not that tall.
How tall is Salah?
Does it say it on the...
I don't think it does.
On the fantasy football scout.
They would just know.
Oh, it's all bloody happening, boys. That is the result, isn't it? Did we do the last one? We didn't do the bloody last one. The Manchester Derby. You're from Derby, aren't you? Midlands. United City. It all happened. It all kicked off. People threw milk.
I threw milk in my face.
Did you?
Yeah, you threw milk in your own face. Me, James Doncaster, and Raphael.
Did you all watch it together? Patrons of the podcast watched it together. Get together.
And we were having a little bit of curry, and we were just.
You had a lovely curry.
Oh, we had lovely
nice,
curry.
Nice, nice, nice. What did you go for? What sort of curry were you on?
It was some sort of chicken and couscous arrangement.
Get out! That's not a fucking curry. Bring couscous into your curry.
Tom.
God, you French people are all the fucking same, aren't you?
When I say couscous, I mean it was something else. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway.
So, driving the conversation back a second. Yeah. Tom, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Exactly, and you would say that Tom is a towering figure. So, Salah's same height, I was correct.
It's what? Salah's 5'9"?
Yeah.
It's me, same as me.
I thought he was like, well, he looks well tall.
Is 5'9" tall? No, it's not tall.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand up.
I told you he wasn't.
I'm not going to stand up because we're live streaming. I'm 5'9".
Fuck off, are you?
Have you not seen Klopp hug Salah? He's tiny compared to him.
Oh, I agree with that.
He's like up to his nipples.
Oh, right. I've always just seen him like turbo passing.
He's known as Salah the nipple.
This is just a towering, beautiful man.
What are you talking about? I'm 5'9". I'm not tall. You're not 5'9". I'm not fucking small. What, you think I'm small?
I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10" and I'm a little bit taller.
You're 5'10"?
Yeah.
I thought you were like 7 foot. I'm 5'9". I'm absolutely furious.
I think you're 4'9".
Stop the fucking recording. Get a fucking coat measure out. Manchester United. I'm absolutely seething. Manchester United 1, Man City 2. So there was milk and stuff. Otamendi with a goal. Back-to-back goals from him. Fucking amazing if you've got that boy. I do. Thanks very much. But he was my one shining light in a shite week. David Silva back-to-back goals as well.
He's a good lad right now.
Oh, he is a good lad right now. I believe he scored tonight.
So triple.
He did indeed.
Triple. What's one more than back-to-back? And don't say back-to-back-to-back.
There is no such thing.
Is there not? I bet there is.
It's called the clover.
Is it? Yeah. Three leaf.
Hat-trick?
Three leaf, yeah.
Three leaf.
And then if you get four, it's
David's on a clover. Well, that just makes it more. Have you made that last bit up? Because you were doing all right until then. Rushton with a goal. Rushton with a goal for United. And what was the big bust-up then? Just before we go for this section, what was the big bust-up? Lukaku, there was milk thrown, people slapped.
Yeah,
someone.
Mourinho was annoyed because they were celebrating.
Yeah.
But basically, they were celebrating because they won the league, people are saying.
Have they fucked? It's early. I mean, they have, but have they actually fucked?
So, apparently Silva scored again.
2-0. We're getting this live updates from Twitch watchers.
Yeah.
This juicy nugget.
Juicy nugget.
So.
Good name for the episode. Oh, yeah. The juicy nugget.
So apparently, they were celebrating, so he went in to confront them. And then
he went in the dressing room.
Apparently, and was like,
David Silva has scored 2 goals.
Yes.
One halfway into the first half and one just after half time. He is a little diamond.
I even thought about bringing him in.
My tip was going to be someone else. It's now David Silva.
Is it? Unbelievable. So Mourinho went in. It all kicked off.
No, it's over.
It's something to do with milk. Someone slapped up.
When is Mourinho not kicking?
What was it happened with Arteta?
So apparently got cut off.
Slapped
somewhere.
Arteta.
Yeah.
Is he still?
I mean, no, he's not playing. Former Arsenal player Arteta. He's now City coaching staff.
Must be,
Lovely bloke. Lovely bloke. Arsenal captain for a long time.
So we're drawing towards the end of part one.
Yes.
Before we go. Oh, we're not doing the league because it's midweek.
Yeah, it's midweek. We're all, I mean, I think Ash is winning and I'm second and Craig's shit. So.
Where is he roughly in the league?
Last I looked, it was somewhere around 167.
Wow. Okay. Holy shit. All right. Stop going on about it.
So thanks for joining us for part one.
Yes.
We'll take a very quick break and be back for part two. Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast part two, the social section. Me, Ash, with Tom.
Don't mind if I do.
And guest host Joe Bloom.
How's it going?
Special. next week, we're going to be joined by another guest host.
Yeah.
The amazing Dan Tiller.
Another Patreon guest host, number six. We thought there was only going to be four, but Craig is coming back from the jungle and he needs a little rest.
Yeah.
So he's going off to fucking like Berlin for a couple of days or something. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah, some shit. Jesus I don't know. Christ. So yeah, we've got our sixth and final Patreon guest host, Dan Tiller. And he's going to be here.
No pressure, but Dan will be good.
Dan will be good, apparently.
You haven't even had me yet.
Yeah.
Come on. To be honest, I'm a bit offended that I'm not the final one. I thought it was going to be the final
like
and
making love
one.
To someone and going, I can't wait to have sex with the next person. It's like flogging a dead horse. Dan Tiller, looking forward to that. Yeah, sick. That'll be next Tuesday, probably.
So.
Let's do some bloody questions. Yeah, we've got some live questions coming in from Twitch.
Yeah.
We'll
answer them in a minute, I think.
We'll answer them in a minute. First of all, let's do the world renowned tweets for my tweet.
Who is asking,
Joe Glenn? Il Est Journalist tweeted us on the Twitters and said, Morata is injured. Do I have a friend in Jesus or should it be Wayne's World this week?
Very nice tweet.
So Morata is injured. He didn't play at all yesterday in Chelsea's 3-1 win.
I think he'll be away.
He didn't get a single minute. I have Morata myself. Well, I heard it was just going to be 1 week.
Did you?
I did.
One game.
So I was like, yeah, and Kidney Rob update number one. He got rid of him. He's one of them. He's very compulsive. He's just like, yeah, done. He's dead. Get out. You're fucked. You're sacked.
Red and dead.
But he got rid of him and I was like, wait, because if he's back this weekend, you know. But now I'm starting to free up a little bit of money. I'm thinking maybe I will get rid of him for Kane, which I can't believe I'm going to fucking do. I said I'd never get back Kane. But so if you're going to do it 1 week, my tip for this coming game week 18 at the weekend, game week 18, is Wayne Rooney. I am probably going to put him in.
I can't believe there's a scenario that things in the world have happened. There's been events that have happened in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Where we're now, the consensus is, bring in Wayne Rooney over Jesus.
Yeah. But it's, you know.
But the value you're getting for the price you're paying.
Wayne's always going to play, isn't
price
he?
To
don't
value
get me wrong.
Ratio.
I have Jesus. I have Jesus.
I believe in the Lord Saviour. Yeah,
I believe.
Jesus.
I do believe. And my little stat about
you're still
him.
Rocking with Jesus.
Still rocking with Jesus, okay. Mate. Always will do. But I'm a big advocate of him because, you know, like I said, you know, he is that bit cheaper than the rest of them. And there's only been four games all season. There's actually been five games all season now where he hasn't scored or got an assist. So yeah, the return is, maybe don't stick the armband on him because that's when you'll notice it.
Yeah.
But if not, he'll come on for 30 minutes and he'll get an assist.
But is it worth dropping Morata for him?
No.
But then if you don't spend the money.
Mm. If you don't spend the money, that's the thing, isn't it? You spend the money and go, oh, shit.
You could do it for the next week.
Yeah.
Because they've got an easy-ish
fit. If you're doing it for 1 week, Rooney.
And then see.
That's my tip.
Yeah.
Rooney is at home to Swansea this weekend. And that's going to be my tip. I'm doing it for Vardy. Vardy out, Rooney in.
But you shouldn't be putting Rooney in. I'll tell you that much.
Because
that's not going to work out well.
Is that what you're saying?
Because he won't play or something.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
We got another question from Mr. Ben Grant.
Said,
if you could change one thing about FPL, what would it be and why? Mine would be either clean sheet points per half. Like if you keep a clean sheet or what?
Either be clean shots per half, you keep a clean sheet, or a 3.2-point assist format where the last two passes are given assist points.
Vardy would have got a point for the Perez own goal the other day.
So you get a point if you get to the end of the half with a clean sheet and that's there and it doesn't
change. Yeah, yeah, I see. I tell you,
that's not bad, to be fair.
Yeah, it's sort of
people have been stung recently on that.
Yeah.
Someone getting subbed at 48 minutes or whatever it is, 50 minutes.
Andre Sharvin would have been the best pick of all time.
With the
2-point assist thing. The number of times he got the ball, laid it off to somebody.
He did everything.
Who touched it on.
Yeah.
And then they scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bit of a hero. Do you remember Andre Sharvin? He was a bit of a hero. No, mate, I fucking loved him. I loved him the whole fucking time. He just looked like Stuart Little, the little white mouse, didn't he? And he
chasing after him.
That will, when he came and he got the four goals against Liverpool, that little famous four I arrived everywhere and it was I was just like, we've got a new fucking hero.
We've got a new hero here
at Arsenal.
So what would you change about FPL?
Yeah.
Oh, so for your whilst you think for your idea, I think that's really cool for Ben Grant's idea.
Yeah, it's I really like that.
The only downside of it is it would make the game a lot more, the points would be a lot closer, it'd be a lot more average. Like if you've got two Chelsea defenders, they're winning 3-0 and then you concede, your points are barely going to change.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing with FPL,
yeah, it's probably best not for the FPL game.
Points, it's very definitive. They did really good.
I think that's what's good about it. It's so heartbreaking.
It's last night, I had a load of Watford players and they were all doing great and then they conceded last fucking minute.
It just fucked me.
And just one goal cost me like 7-8 points.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a late Chelsea goal and that cost all these Chelsea player owners, you know, they cost them a fucking load of points. So yeah, probably it would be nice as a manager to have that, but yeah, I don't know if it would improve the game, that thing.
Is there anything you would change?
I don't know, really.
There's definitely one thing I would.
Go on.
I've talked about this loads.
Mm. Yeah.
I would have a new position where you could pick a defensive midfielder. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good change.
I think that's a dire sort of role.
Yeah, because loads of players that basically don't exist in the game.
Yeah, that's it. They need to improve the game so that every player has a place.
Great players, but
if it was just like, it should be one position. You can either have a defensive midfielder, like you can have 0, 1, or 2, so you could not play one. But then they'd be
somewhere in that price bracket between defenders and midfielders.
Exactly, yeah. And the points of scale, like in between.
I like that. That's good.
Surprised they haven't done it, to be honest.
Well, we'll have a word.
Yeah.
We'll have a word. We've
got pretty big influence.
Got
an award.
That'd be good, actually. Although, I don't know whether it would make the game, because you would just always put a defensive midfielder in over a third striker, then whether it would make everyone's team the same. Maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, if they were conceding points based on conceding goals, then it could even up.
Yeah.
Tricky one. Tricky one.
Yeah.
Tricky
one. We'll have a word.
Yeah. We got a tweet from Mr. Walker Porter. He said, pick one of your favourite players in FPL history to improve your season. Or what chip would you include if you had control at FPL Towers? Kind of a similar-ish question. Joe Bloom, please answer.
It's Luis Suarez. It's one of the best fantasy Premier League picks ever.
Really?
Luis Suarez.
He was incredible.
He was the Salah times two of the season. What, he was incredible just before he went to Barcelona.
Six slash seven? Eight? No. Oh,
no, no, no. Later.
10, 11.
Like I said, I'm a Hull City fan, so.
Hull City fan. quite strange, a French Hull City fan. yeah, I don't know. Oh, Yaya Toure a few years ago was the ultimate, wasn't he?
He's still a player, right?
Like, he's still a player. He still, yeah. still kicks a ball for a living, but yeah. he is not very good at FPL, no.
What happened there? He was one of the best box-to-box midfielders I've ever seen in the Premier League.
Just happens, doesn't it?
He was brilliant.
He was the if you didn't have him about 4-5 seasons ago, yeah.
It wasn't even that long ago, was it? I'm sure it was only a few.
It was probably about the sort of time we started doing.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah,
3 or 4 years ago.
I
don't know. What do you think, Ash? FPL history. Was that the ultimate FPL? I can't really think.
I don't know either. The best. I've definitely talked about this before. The best pick I've ever done. Who is the guy who used to play for Fulham and I think he played for Tottenham and he's American?
Oh,
tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Clint Dempsey.
Yeah.
Clint Dempsey.
Do I get points for that?
No, I don't know if I talked about this on the Patreon.
The quiz hasn't started yet.
Or the real pod, but one season, the season I did really, really well, actually. I saw.
Finished what, 82nd in the world?
Yeah, I don't like to bring up.
Yeah.
I don't mention it very often.
You don't mention it enough, to be fair. We should mention it in the first 3 minutes of every single podcast.
He hadn't played all season, right? Mm. Hadn't played a single game. And then I saw an interview with him on Match of the Day. Not the regular Match of the Day, the Match of the Day they do in the morning. That's got a kids' segment.
Oh, yeah,
extra.
Yeah. And then, so I was watching that and I'd never seen it before. And I was like, and it randomly cut away to some like kids' bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was Clint Dempsey rapping with some kids, and he's like a really good rapper, apparently.
I really want to see where this anecdote goes.
Yes, so I was like, what is going on?
He's actually a really good rapper. Yeah. You sound like my man.
Yeah. Why are they talking to Dempsey? Why is he rapping? and then he basically was like, oh yeah, the new manager's come in, and I'm really good at rapping. I think I'm going to play next week. So I was like, shit, I'm going to bring him in. I brought him in, and he's got a hat trick. And I must have been the only person in the world with him playing midfielder, and he got Patrick. And then he just scored every one.
And you went to the top 17, and then that was
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
You were a professional fantasy league player ever since.
Ever since I heard him rap.
Ever since you
changed my life.
So was it, can I just ask, was it the rapping that made you pick him?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Let's never say that again, because people go,
he was talking
how come you're an FPL expert and you finished 82nd in the world? You go, well, have you ever heard Clint Dempsey rap? So he's American, he's a very good rapper.
But it's things like...
He's like all the M&Ms and the Dre's and the Snoopy Doos and all that stuff.
I think things like that make a difference.
Locality.
Yeah, we see...
The ability to...
Not necessarily that he's a good rapper, but it's
you
like...
You want
to
hear me rap, mate.
Yeah. Ooh. See, but that would... when you, if you heard Tom rap, you'd know never to pick him.
Yeah.
So I think that proves my theory.
I'm actually a really good rapper.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to break into a rap just to show you that I'm actually a really good rapper.
If you had broken into rap, that would have proved it. But
the rest of them shit.
So, any more questions?
Yeah. I mean, we do have some from Twitch. Let's do another one from... Should we do this one? Oh, yeah, I like that one. From FPL Problems.
Oh,
most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in FPL and in real life.
It's interesting that FPL Problems asks this question.
Yeah.
The most problematic, embarrassing moment. Anyway.
FPL embarrassing problem-wise, what have we...
Yeah, let's stick with that.
Joe Bloom's got an embarrassing story.
No.
I don't know anything about
it. It's just consistently Kane. It's just Kane. That's why. I said it before. I'll say it again. It's just consistently Kane.
Craig's
picking him every wrong week. Every single wrong week. Every single time. 2 points.
It's
every time I captain him.
It's just frustrating. It's just frustrating more than anything. It's been this season will go down in history. Already, you can tell by game week 17 that this will be the most frustrating season, I think.
Last year was really difficult.
I didn't think so, mate.
I'm still burning. I'm still seething.
Daddy on G-Wing. Raining Daddy on G-Wing.
That's...
Many thanks. Many, many thanks.
The worst thing actually that's ever happened.
That's the 4-1. That's the 4-1. What, me beating you?
No, even worse than that is... Was it the season before? Where Craig beat me.
Oh, no, it was the season before that.
Before that.
It was our first season.
Craig beat me by 3 points.
Yeah.
I took a 4-point deduction
on the last day.
On the last day. And then
that must be embarrassing, losing to Craig.
And now you never take a point hit again.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly why. Anyway.
What about most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, non-FPL related, in real life, he asks, or she asks?
Listen to last week's Patreon podcast. Subscribe and listen to last week's Patreon podcast.
Oh, yes.
I talked about what happened
you
to me.
You talked about, yeah, we got a load of, I forgot that we'd Wait, said about that.
Are you talking about patreon.com/thegaffertapes?
Patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Thanks, Joe Bloom. Yeah, please get involved in that and do some stuff. Well, I've already told the story about me shitting in my own hand.
Oh, you actually told that on the proper podcast,
I told that
you?
On the actual podcast, yeah. And then when I said, oh, what was your favourite moment, you know, from our first 100 podcasts when we were just about to do episode 100, everyone said it was their shitting yourself story, which I'd forgotten about. There was another one where I was, I used to say this on stage, where I was having sex. It's quite graphic, but I was quite graphic on stage. It's not overly graphic.
Motions and
but
everything.
I was having sex with a girl, as you do.
What, on stage? Or?
On stage, yeah. It was part of my act. It was like a little bit alternative.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just got her out of the audience and just cracked on. Yeah, it didn't go well. Yeah. No, I was having sex and it was like drunken sex and all this. And she said, heat of the moment. Cover your ears, Ash, because you don't like this sort of stuff. But she said, heat of the moment, she went, I love your cock. And I said, and I love your cock. So, never saw her again after that. One of the worst things that's ever happened to me. It still makes me shudder when I think about it.
Were you trying to be funny? It was just like...
No, just came out. Just came out. I was really at the moment. Just went, and I love your cock. And then went, oh, God, that's not what I meant.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, yeah. She's dead now. So, no, She's not in a wheelchair. Should we do some Twitch questions?
Do we have a theme for the Twitch one?
Twitch for my Twitch, surely.
No, I think we'll have to think of one.
Twitch for my Twitch.
Yeah, no, we need to think of one. Yeah, we've got a couple of questions. Yeah, so
subscribe now.
First one, Torrance Dean asks, what teams do you think are ones to watch in 2018, not Premier League?
Thanks for the question.
The fantasy football podcast about the Premier League.
If Craig was here, he'd be
Oh, the wee tooties. Oh, wee tootie FC. Yeah. Oh, the you know, the lock Warriors.
Yeah.
Is there any players that are going to make their way into the Premier League there next season?
I
think Klopp's going to bring some little German magic from his previous teams. Absolutely. He's already speaking to us.
Oh, yeah. Also,
Rice, whatever.
I guess check, I don't know who they are off the top of my head, but you'll have to check who plays for Watford, because it's going to be someone from Watford. Basically, they've brought a whole new team, haven't they? They spent loads of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently, apparently, they've got a link with, is it Mendes? You know, the really, famous football agent.
Eva Mendes.
Eva Mendes, the other one, who's brought in loads of players for them. He's done it at a few clubs. So he gets them all in.
I did hear that.
Builds their profile and then ships them off.
Yeah.
So I guess the biggest players from the Watford team that get promoted.
Right.
Will get basically brought by Liverpool. That's what's going to happen.
Right. So kind of like the reverse of the Liverpool Southampton.
That would be good for a bet, actually. Somebody from, Wolves, when they go up, and it's not Watford, it's Wolves, when they go up, their best player to go to Tottenham or Liverpool. Prediction.
Is that a bet? Is any bookie going to take that?
You could do that, I think.
Can you? I don't know, mate. I'm scared of bookies.
You could definitely bet on whoever the top striker is, their next club.
Oh, right.
If say this is perfect.
Oh, you need to give them a name there. You can't go, just best striker, next club, and just throw money at them and run out. Because I'd try that before.
It's binding.
And nothing happened. Yeah, I didn't get anything.
And then one last question. Ben Graham asks, from the Twitch stream, who's going to win The Apprentice? I reckon it will be, no spoilers, I don't know if it's happening.
I don't watch it, mate.
I don't either.
You watch The Apprentice?
Well, basically,
We take the mick out of Craig for watching shit like this, and you watch The fucking Apprentice.
It's basically the only thing, the only sort of regular TV
show. He's assistant executive producer on it, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Like on every TV show.
I think it'll be maybe the woman with the weird glasses.
That's interesting to one person. I think it's the one without the glasses.
Can I just say, my brother sent me a WhatsApp and said, question, what shall I buy Dad for Christmas? So, don't know. Think about it yourself. I've already got insane. Got another couple of...
No, couple
of questions? No? Oh, just people being silly on Twitch. So let's do a very quick email just before we go. Dara Williams has got... in touch. I believe he's Irish, like very much like Joe Bloom. He says, all right, lads. Please read it out, Joe Bloom.
All right, lads. Who do you think is the best 4 to 5 million defender to have a moment
to have at the moment. And Tom and I already have Kilo Firmino. Thanks, Gaffers. Darragh Williams.
Yeah, that's not quite what you said. But all right, lads, who do you think is the best 4.5 defender to have at the moment? And Tom, I already have Kiko Firmino. Thanks, Darragh Williams. I would have said, as I was reading that, I was going to say Kiko Firmino. But Dunk. Is Dunk the worst?
What, the one that conceded two goals?
Yeah, he's conceding. I'm just thinking, because I've got Dunk on the bench. He did score two own goals within 3 game weeks as well.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Who's better than Dunk, though? Because, to be fair, I could probably...
4.5, that's very specific.
He's looking at a hole on his bench.
Let's say price rise, price fall as well.
Mm. You're looking at someone mega budget, what about John Joe Kenny, who sounds like he's Irish as well?
He does.
Everton, he's 4.4.
Dunk's 4.4, but you can tell. What's JJK's points? What's he saying? Points-wise, the last...
Not much for the season, but not in the much. Last... But since Big Sam came in, 11.526.
Ooh!
Yeah, but it could just be that they're...
Really? It could just be that Big Sam... Do you know what? That's not something that I really, really thought about a lot. In fantasy football, a new manager coming in and playing certain players.
Yeah.
Like when you said, I was having an arm and I was thinking, maybe I'm going to bring Rooney in. He's going to be my pick of the week. And when you said about, you know, him coming in and being played, I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's blown my mind. He's going to get the minutes because Big Sam likes him. Fucking hell. John Joe Kenny, there you go.
If you want, I suppose if you're going that way, you could be mega budget for 4.3 and get Cuco Martina. Who's 4.3 and the other Everton defender.
Yeah, Everton are looking pretty juicy right now.
He's playing on the regs, is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he?
In the last 5 games, yeah.
Everyone jumped on the Watford and now everyone's stuck with two Watford defenders and looking to jump ship.
I have got two Watford defenders, I must say.
I mean, I've got purely budget defenders, but I can't speak much about them other than Gomez is the only one and he plays every other week. So he gets 6 points fairly sometimes.
So West Ham have got Stoke, Newcastle, Bournemouth, then a double game week, although they miss one.
That's right, you got, yeah.
Ogbonna is 4.3 as well.
And he's been on fire.
Oh, he could be he's not a bad fifth choice striker, is it?
Yeah.
Defender.
Yeah.
Really good third stroke.
Terrible fifth choice striker.
Yeah.
But really good fifth choice defender. Yeah. That's not bad. Although it's one of them where if playing well and, you know, getting spotted and everyone going, oh, he's playing well, if it transitions to fantasy football points, I don't know. But yeah, Darragh Williams, hope you enjoy that answer, quite thorough answer, rather, you know, or more than you did the racist impression. but yes, we will be back in section 3 where we're going to preview the upcoming game week. This weekend, I believe it's game week 18.
Yeah. I'm
going to give you a couple of the tips, and then there is going to be a bloody quiz.
Oh,
lads, he's really looking forward to it. So yes, we will see you in a couple of seconds.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Takes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're here with part 3, where we're going to look ahead to next weekend's fixtures, as well as do the Totally Awesome Quiz. Patreon Joe Bloom.
Absolutely fantastic, best quiz.
The patrons have been trying to outdo each other every week with the quiz. I'm very excited about this one.
There's
props in the studio and everything. Game week 18. Coming up Saturday.
Oh, so again, before that, actually.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Should we do the final scores from this week?
Yeah, we can do, can't we?
Yeah, I think they
ended now.
Anyone isn't going to know.
It has been a whirlwind of immersion already this game week, hasn't it?
Immersions. It has,
I'm doing rubbish and some are doing better than others.
I must say, highlights for me have been the fact that Kane didn't score.
Yeah, not
good. The fact that Salah didn't score.
Oh,
I might have had a bloody good game week because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Just from that, not having them two and having other players that did score, I think I'm having a belter.
So this actually would come into what we were doing in the first part.
Yeah, it's the tail end of game week 17.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Newcastle lost to Everton, Rooney goal.
Lovely.
Leicester smashed Southampton 4-1.
Yeah.
No goal for Vardy.
He got an assist.
Yeah.
But 5 points total.
Yeah. Okazaki got two.
Yeah, I know. Massive. Kachani or something.
Yeah, Man City finally a bit of return to form after loads of one goal.
Yeah, wins. just doing enough to win for quite a few, which I think they had a lot of doubters because of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, smashed Swansea. I knew they would.
Rested Sane, but David Silva got a couple. And Aguero looks like he
kept the clean sheet. I had Otamendi captain.
Nice.
So not bad.
That's good.
No bonus points, but 12.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Right. Yeah. It's all right on a week like this when a lot of people have captained Salah or Kane. So I am bloody happy with that.
Liverpool West Brom 0-0.
0-0. That's massive.
Well, considering they rested two at the weekend and then drew, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I guess for this game, they played all their big guns.
I've said it already. I don't want to say it again.
You think they're running out of steam?
They're running out of steam. They're running out of ideas and tired.
Yeah.
That's what happens every season.
I'm happy with that.
And then after. Anyway.
Lukaku did a goal.
He done a goal.
De Gea looks like he made a ton of saves, actually.
Yeah, well, Jones, so I was keeping an eye on that because I've still got Jones. I've been starting Jones every week, even though he hadn't been playing. But I started him, and Jones was top of the bonus points system. But then De Gea done another couple of saves right at the end, and I think De Gea's going to pick up all those bonus points.
It looks like
just the two. So
it looks like he made seven, where friend of the show, Azmir Begovic, only had to make one. According to this, anyway.
Begovic saved that bloody penner, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been lovely.
He's another one who's had a
Chuck dropped him in the togger and I snapped right
up. If you are listening to this and you don't know, Azmir Begovic is a member of the Geffer Tapes Fantasy Football Mini League.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yeah. 1072-420, I believe. Get yourself on that shit.
Spurs won 2-0 against Brighton, Ericsson didn't score.
Didn't score, which is nice. Kane didn't score. Dele Alli with nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
That's slightly annoying. But Son did.
Son did.
Yes, he did.
Get in my
son. The only shining light of my team.
8 million midfielder.
Get in my son.
Value. And then the big result of the weekend.
Sick about this.
The week's football. West Ham have done it again.
Oh, no.
They did a narrow draw.
Well, do you know what, though? Fucking that's a result. Nil-nil against Arsenal.
We nearly drew with Man City.
Wenger
beat Chelsea and then drew with Arsenal.
Yeah. You've had a lovely little run under Moyes. But, apparently Wenger stuck Lacazette on at about 82 minutes. Why he's doing shit like that? What is wrong with him? It's like he's mental.
Who did he have on as the forward before then?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he had Welbeck or playing Iwobi slightly forward or just Sanchez on his own.
Bearable.
But looks like a couple of bonus points for Real.
Fucking ridiculous. Stubborn old fucking skeleton.
He's one of those
skeletal
managers that doesn't believe in putting his best players on the pitch.
Nah, he's just stubborn. It's like he's gone senile. It's like that you're sort of your fucking granddad who found out goes to the shops on his own, you know, in his dressing gown to buy a cream egg and then pops his balls out on the way home.
Do these look similar to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was last week's fixtures.
Yes.
Looking ahead to next week.
Let's see him.
Leicester
at home to Palace.
That's going to be a great one, I think.
Palace have rebounded. Leicester are on good form.
Do you know what? Leicester are on good form. And, you know, Palace are doing all right. See, my conundrum for this game week is I've got Vardy. Do I get rid of him for Rooney? Because I like Rooney this week. But during the little break, we were having a little chat. I think I might get rid of Morata for Rooney and bag a load of fucking money and keep Vardy because I like Vardy at home to Palace. Mahrez.
But the difference is now is that Mahrez does Vardy like it used to in that season to win the league. Now it's Mahrez equals Mahrez and Vardy is like slim pickings.
At least he's still ticking over.
He's just doing enough, isn't he?
Like, he got the assist tonight.
He's not mega money.
He's not mega money.
I wouldn't suggest getting him, but for 8.6, he's not worth just instantly getting rid of him.
Like, I was making that point about Jesus. I was saying he gets the odd assist. He always has a little bit of money.
But he say he's 2 million more than Vardy.
Yeah. So maybe I do keep Vardy.
Arsenal's next humiliating defeat is coming at the hands of Newcastle.
Well, I'm hoping we'll dick them. We're at home. Wenger just needs to make the right fucking decision. Seriously, fam. I'm furious with him, blood.
Especially a team like Newcastle, just throwing all your forwards.
I don't know why he's never, ever played Lacazette, Giroud,
Welbeck.
At the same time, Welbeck, stick three out front, little triangle. Just Welbeck and Giroud, just off Lacazette.
But then, who would you play behind that?
Sanchez, Özil. We've got some amazing. Just play like 11 fucking forwards. Don't even need a goalkeeper with that shit, mate.
The problem they've got is that Sanchez and Özil are so much better than everyone else.
Yeah,
it really unbalances the whole team. There's not like any who else you have to play them, and they're both such weird playing both such weird positions.
Just going for that
you
one.
Can't balance the
he
team.
Goes
around.
For that one lone striker. That's the problem. Yeah. Try two of them. But just try.
I feel like he plays different team variants and he deploys them at different times rather than trying to get those players to work well together as an actual team.
Yeah. Say if you played two strikers, say they played, I don't know, whatever, Welbeck and Giroud, right?
Yeah.
And then you played Özil behind, which would work, a little triangle.
Mm.
Where would you put Sanchez? It's like so different. Because
wherever
got,
they fuck he likes.
Because
he,
cause you're
he
too,
could play anywhere.
Because his two best players, he can't, because his two best players.
Yeah, but he could play, rather than it saying he could play anywhere, he could play everywhere.
Yeah.
He but really could.
You're
floater.
But then you'd have no midfield at all.
Mm.
That's the problem he's got.
Yeah, but we've got such a solid holding midfield.
Have you?
Two words, Jack Wilshere, if you don't mind.
Wilshere, like running around.
I'm amazed he's playing for you
going
again.
Around
his
really crutch.
Amazed.
Farah Jacka running around. Oh yeah, my God.
Good boy.
Does he look any good? I don't know.
Yes.
Brighton, Burnley. Burnley are unstoppable.
Burnley are fourth, or they were fourth. Previous to this game week, this evening they were fourth. Massive. All day you just see tweets from the Odds Bible and Sports Bible and all them sort of ads just saying, Burnley are fucking fourth. Sean Dyche is a fucking deep genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mental. Good luck to him. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. Goalless, maybe.
Goalless. No one's dropping Pope.
No one's dropping.
I guess
the Pope
a lot of people are hoping me comes back from mystery.
I hope you come back from your mystery illness.
Yeah, I've got an
because, yeah, is it or is it crabs again?
Yeah.
In your lovely long pubes. Chelsea Southampton. Is that going to be a dick in?
I know, Southampton is just so boring and shit, I guess. Yeah. I just don't even want to talk about them.
I
got in Van Dijk. When he came back, when he came back, and like his first game, he was good.
He did one game, and he was really good. And everyone was like, "Here we go, he's back."
Yeah. And they've done nothing since. And he's so expensive. They're just awful. The only upside is that Tadic is beautiful.
Tad cakes.
But Chelsea are looking rubbish as well.
Well, Chelsea aren't looking convincing, but Hazard. Yeah, maybe he's got to go. I might give him one more week and then, I might boot him out.
I feel like this weekend's going to be a dud of games.
It does seem that way. I think it's going to be a lot of nil-nils.
There's too many head-to-heads.
Stoke West Ham's got very, very low scoring written all over it.
So the theory is that we're going to do well against the good
big teams
and shit against not so good teams.
Yeah.
So playing up north against Stoke, we might get Shaqiri'd.
Really? Well, fantasy, my secret sausage, is very Stoke heavy. Shaqiri, Diouf, old Sue Diouf.
Have you got Choupo-Moting?
Choupo-Moting. No, I don't actually, no. I have had in the past.
Don't know, we really don't know how West Ham are going to fare against normal team. I guess they're going to sit back
Shaqiri.
And
the fact that got Shaqiri in Diouf is
I could see us sneaking that, actually. I guess we're going to sit back and do them on the counter.
Or sort of Diouf.
Could be another Arnautovic 1-0.
Could be, yeah.
Watford at home, at Huddersfield. Watford have got a really easy run coming up.
They've got a really nice run. Well, they fucking should, though. I've got like three fucking Watford players in my team now.
It's not how they organise the fixtures.
No.
They're on a downturn in the tide.
And they lost this week, didn't they, against Palace, which was the first of their easy competition runs.
Is it getting to that stage where all the, even the teams like your Swanseas and your Palaces down at the bottom, they are now starting to play? And it is, no games are given now.
Although,
is that the case?
Be quite good.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You do the maths. Please.
Man City Spurs?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Is the late kickoff. So there's no bonus early kickoff. No cheeky kickoff as well.
Bonus. Yeah, there's no cheeky kickoff.
Yeah, no Friday.
There's no Friday special.
Last game on Saturday.
Yeah. I think City.
Sod's Law says Man City are doing Spurs.
Do you reckon?
2-1, 3-1, so ridiculous.
Or end their run.
Yeah.
City concede. Don't get me wrong. City concede. So
yeah.
Fancy maybe Kane.
Company.
I think this has got 2-1 City on my list, isn't it? Can they grind out another result?
Yeah, maybe. It'll be very close. Yeah. Very close jobby again.
Yeah. And then
How does he rotate Aguero and Jesus in big games like that? Yeah. Like the Spurs. Why is Spurs?
Well, they were playing them both at the start of the season. But like they were both playing
together. That really surprised everybody.
And then they were a nice partnership. But yeah. I don't know what's going on. I think maybe these occasions.
Maybe.
Aguero's not been playing much, so
no, he really hasn't. He really hasn't. So maybe that'll be Aguero hat trick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he does play him and he unleashes.
Sunday first game is West Brom at home to Man United.
Not so much as Super Sunday.
Yes, yeah,
not great, is it? This Super Sunday. West Brom United. I don't know. United clean sheet. I'd say that's the given from that.
Yeah, could be Lukaku bounce back part.
Could
two.
Be. Yeah. If he does score again, then. Jump on that wagon.
Is little Jimmy Pogba going to be back?
No, not till very end of the year.
But surely he's only got a 3-game ban, hasn't he?
I heard it was like he's not back till the 20-something, which, to be fair, would be the week after, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think he's back till like Christmas Eve, was it?
Oh, well, I see. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Coming down your chimney on Christmas Eve.
Back the 23rd. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Bournemouth-Liverpool. Your little Liverpool.
It's either going to be... I'm just saying it now just because I feel it.
Your little testicles. Your lovely little plums.
Testicle, yeah.
Lovely little Spanish plums.
There'll be enough time for a bit of a rest. I think Coutinho could get one, and it might be a 1-1 off. I don't know, I just have a bad feeling. I just have a really bad feeling. One off, I hate.
Oh.
I feel like they're...
bit of a bogey team
for
you.
Yeah, really bad.
Could be. Could be. And then Monday, the final game. There is a Monday game. It's Everton-Swansea. That's where my pick of the week comes in. Tommy's pick of the week. Woo! Get your picks out. I'm going for Rooney. Rooney at home to Swansea. And can I just say, I tweeted this the other day, 3 back-to-back my picks of the weeks have scored.
Wow.
I had like Mahrez, Shaqiri and someone before. They've all scored. So nice. I could make this 4 out of 4.
Listen in.
I'm having Rooney this week. Bosh. Everton at home to Swansea. I fancy that. What are you boys saying?
What was your pick?
Picks of the week. What are you having, boys?
I'm going for like left field.
Ooh.
Fuck knows if he'll even play.
Oh no, that's Wigfield. Sorry.
I'm going for Lacazette.
Lacazette?
Because they're playing at home.
We're at home. Yeah, that's not bad.
And it's Newcastle.
Yeah. He's in my secret sausage.
Yeah, it's cheeky. I wouldn't buy him. I think if you've got him, he's a cheeky captain armband. Also, why have you got him? But.
That's not bad. Yeah. If you've got him, it's armband jobby all day long.
Yeah.
Triple captain jobby.
Joe?
Yes. There's a player that I've had in my togger recently, a bit of a little night. And
Colin,
I think Leicester are on the up. Not just because of Mahrez, and I think there's key players in that team that are mixed.
Yeah.
And I think Albrighton.
Yeah.
He's, I think he could easily get 2 assists in that game. If that's a high scoring game, he could assist both goals, maybe get one.
Yeah.
I just like him. I've liked him for a while and got him in my togger. Considered him in my FBL.
Is he playing?
I can't remember his price, but...
I wonder if he played... We don't know. I wonder if he played tonight. Doesn't he play behind... I think last week, Mahrez played on the right.
Yeah.
And Albrighton played behind Vardy. But I guess if Okazaki scored twice, then maybe he didn't play this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he played, but he's definitely all over the midfield.
Yeah, he is definitely.
He's all over the place. He was left, he was right, he was centre, he was in there with Vardy sometimes. He's getting a bit more room for maneuverability like Mahrez used to have, and Mahrez is just doing his own thing.
So we're going for looks good. Lacazette, Albrighton, Rooney.
And Rooney. Happy days.
Yeah. So now it's what you've all been waiting for.
Yes, it's time.
It's the quiz.
Joe Bloom.
What is your quiz called?
Tell us, what is the quiz?
The quiz, ladies and gentlemen, bringing a bit of northernness to the podcast.
Are you northern?
No, I'm Welsh.
It's from Northern Ireland.
It's a little bit of a game that I called Bullseye. It's a Bullseye! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a bit of Bullseye.
Can I say it's already my favourite quiz? Sorry to the previous 5 patrons, but yeah.
Okay, so basically, it's a bit of Bullseye. Simple rules. We have 8 categories, and they're all named after popular fantasy Premier League team names, and we have relatable and not so relatable questions based on those team names. So we have 8 categories, so each of you will take a turn to pick a category. You will answer a question. If you get it correctly, you get a point, but you also get through to the next stage of that category. Answer it again, another point, And if you get to the final one, you get a bottle's eye question, which is 2 points, but it's a two-part question. So there's technically 4 points up for grabs if you get them all right in a row. And then we'll pass to the next guy. Keep going like that.
Oh, I completely glazed over. I was just thinking about... I literally was just thinking about a Neil versus Real theme tune. Okay, so
Neil just... Neil versus Real!
So I guess we pick a couple and answer. That's a topic.
Pick a category for yourself and you'll get started on the questions. I'll follow you on.
Cool. Go on then, Tom.
Oh, what am I doing?
You get to pick first,
there is a cup in front of us, so am I just picking a cup and turning it over?
You pick any cup you like.
I'm picking a cup and I'm turning it over as we speak.
And what does it say?
It says, show me the money.
Show me the money. That's show me the money. So your first question, Tom.
So
excited. For one little point is... Mane signed for Liverpool in 2016, becoming the most expensive African player in history at that time.
Okay.
But who was the most expensive African player up until that moment?
Whilst he's thinking, the current quiz score is 11-12 overall. To me, after last week.
Okay, so Tom, you're in...
Can I say to you...
Big, I get it here in this one.
Can I say to you...
Even it out.
Yaya Toure.
Is that your final answer?
It's going to be wrong, but yeah, go on.
That is... incorrect, I'm afraid. I think what we should do is pass it over
just
to get the points going, yeah. Because if you've answered it wrong on the first one, I'm going to get it over because I want to hear an answer.
So can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I can. So Mane signed for Liverpool in the 2016, becoming the most expensive African player in history at that time. But who was the most expensive African player up until that moment?
Just of any.
And I should mention now, after this point...
Stop asking shit.
After this point, there is clues, so you can ask for a clue.
I
may give you a clue, I may not, depending on how the points are.
Okay.
But if you want to take a guess, I'm not going to give you a clue now because he didn't get a clue. So, No, it's incorrect. The answer is Wilfried Bony.
Is that a thing?
So he cost...
Into Man City as well, didn't he?
He cost 28 million. Yeah. 28 million. He went African? In January 2015, went to Manchester City for 8 million.
Is Eto African?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Eto?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's not on my thing.
So I don't know if he's... Is he? He's playing for...
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure
Africa FC.
I'm sure he is.
No, it's fine. We don't need to Google it.
All right.
We've got enough stuff going on. Right.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, no points as of yet in the first category. It's going well. So, next category. Ash, please pick a category.
I have picked.
What is it?
It's lifted the cup.
The Wizard of Oz Ill.
Nice.
That's good.
That's a really good category.
The Wizard of Oz Ill.
This is one of the obscure ones. But Mesut Ozil has been a bit of a wizard with the ladies. Formerly dating German singer Mandy Capristo between 2013 and 2017, but he is currently dating which former Miss World contestant? Name that country.
What?
Ozil is dating a former Miss World contestant. Name the country.
Simple. Do you know the answer?
No! I'm fucking listening! Jesus Christ.
He is dating Miss...
Would you like a clue?
No.
Yes.
The clue is Ozil is of partial descent.
Oh, he's dating Miss Turkey.
Correct. That's 1 point for Ashley. Finally, we've got a point on the board. I mean, it's the second question, but yeah, we've got a point on the board.
He's part Turkey, is that, he?
He is.
He looks like he's part Turkey.
Dual nationality as
Turkish.
People in German and the Turkey.
Like a fucking Turkey to come.
So yeah, the answer is Miss Turkey, and she is called Amin Guls.
Yes. Amin Guls.
So that you're going to get the second question from this category.
Okay, yeah.
And you can possibly get an extra point. So the next question is, in the Miss World 2014 held at the XL London, where did Miss Turkey place? Is it A, top five? Is it B, top 25? Or is it C, she didn't make the finals?
She didn't make the finals.
That is correct. Ash has got another point.
If there's anything I know about, it's my Turkish Miss World contestants.
So that brings you on to a bullseye question. So this is where you get to answer a two-part question for the potential of 2 whole points.
Of course it is.
Okay.
I haven't done anything for 10 minutes. Get out. Just drinking a beer.
Yeah, well, you got to get answers right. You know what I mean? In June of this year, whilst on international duty... Remember, the category is now bullseye. Whilst on international duty, which Man City player suffered a broken eye socket?
Oh.
In June of this year, whilst on international duty, which Man City player suffered a broken eye socket?
Fuck.
I'm not going to give you any clues because there's 2 points up for grabs here, but I am going to pass the question over. That's a bit more fun.
Oh. A Man City player. Broken eye socket.
You'll find that most of the bullseye questions are related to eye sockets.
Just when you thought, I'd love to listen to a podcast with a lot of sort of eye socket related trivia. You're fucking laxing.
That rings the bell, but...
Right, I'm going to give you 5 more seconds before I pass it over.
Good quiz wizard.
5.
I don't know, Sally?
Have a guess? No, that is incorrect. Oh. I'm going to pass it over and I'm going to give you the point if you can get it, Tom. In June of this year, whilst on international duty, which Man City player suffered a broken eye socket? There is 2 points up for grabs here.
I feel like I know it.
But you have to get both of these questions right, so to get those points.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's the trickiness, would they?
Is it Delph?
It is incorrect. The answer is Gabriel Jesus.
Oh, of course, it is.
So he was playing an international match, I think it was against, can't remember, but, I think Brazil were involved.
Probably.
So, probably we're going to pass it over to Tom now. Ash is leading by 2-0 against Tom. Tom, would you pick a category?
I just like you saying zero.
A zero.
I've picked...
What have you picked?
Who ate all the pies?
Who ate all the pies?
Really good, guys.
Now, this is probably my favourite questions in it because this is a weird fact that I know that most people don't know. And I think it's all, but we'll go for a quiz. Memphis Depay has many tattoos, all of which have different meanings. But he has one particular tattoo on his right forearm of an anime cartoon character or a kid's cartoon character. Yeah. Name that character or show.
Pokemon.
Would you like a clue first before you answer?
Oh no! Yes, please.
That's what I got as a guess.
I feel like I'm going to give him a clue.
Yeah, because that was my final one. That was just again. I was just like, everybody's just
I'm
going
to remind you one more time. There is clues if you ask.
Yes, please. Yes. Yes, I'd really like a clue.
Also, it was also an unsuccessful film series that never got past the first.
Dragon Ball Z.
Incorrect. I'm going to pass it over to Ash, who might probably get it.
Oh well, he's fucking.
Memphis Depay has many tattoos, all which have different meaning. But he has one particular tattoo on his right forearm of an anime cartoon character. Name that character or show. I'm going to give you the second clue.
Yeah. Second clue?
This is a good clue.
Yeah. Oh.
You won't get it anyway.
Ridiculous.
The film adaptation was by M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan? Oh, that's made it harder, actually.
Wow. Okay.
He's literally boffin.com/dickhead. Literally.
You haven't got much time left.
Yes.
Oh, let's so I'm going to go Yu-Gi-Oh.
Incorrect. The answer is the film and TV series is called Avatar. He's got a character and the main character from the cartoon. Okay. Whose go is it now? Is it Ash?
Yep.
I don't know. Ash? You're one of the quiz.
I'm the quiz master.
I have picked.
You have picked. Ooh. It's the sound of the police.
Yeah? Oh, I see.
The sound of the police.
There you go. It's the sound of the...
Helps if you say police.
It's hard not to say police. Anyway, we'll go on to the question.
The police.
Tony Pulis is a serial club swapper both in his playing career and managerial career. Pulis' managerial career started with Bournemouth in 1992.
Wow.
But how many of his other 8 clubs he has managed can you name?
And I've got to tell you how many I can name? Well, that's easy.
No, what? You've got to tell me what clubs they might be.
Well, I'm never going to get all 8 of them.
Not all 8, but how many can you, for now? Don't worry.
Don't understand.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
I'm going to go for 3.
No. Just name it.
You
go ahead. Go ahead and name as many as you can.
I see. I thought this was like the question.
I'm going to give you 20 seconds to name as many as you can, okay?
Go.
No, wait a minute. He's managed.
No, managed. This is managed. He's a serial managerial. He started at Bournemouth. You've got 1.
Stoke?
That doesn't count. That's 1.
West Brom?
Correct. 2.
Did you do Palace?
3.
Derby? Any teams like that?
Okay, any teams like that, that's correct. No. You've got 3 out of 8.
So then I'm guessing it'll be like, Crew?
No.
How many wrong answers is it?
Yeah, I'm just fucking lame all 90.
It's all about wrong answers. Right, that's it. End. Go. What I want you to do, Tom, is trying to name two of the
clubs.
Other clubs he hasn't mentioned.
Yeah.
I guess we have done 100 of these before, so we are used to being quiz masters. You've got a lot to learn, so.
Okay, so, West Brom?
can't be ones I've already answered.
Oh, did you say West Brom, right? Hull?
No.
QPR? Yeovil?
No.
So, do I get the point?
If you give me...
Hang on, I thought I had 20 seconds.
Oh, I see.
But when you start talking, then the 20 seconds pauses and I get to... Wolves?
Right, there's no points for that. I'll tell you the teams. So it's Bournemouth, Gillingham, Bristol City, Portsmouth, Stoke City, Plymouth Argyle, Stoke City again, Crystal Palace, West Brom, Albion. Okay, next category, please, Tom.
I like the fact that you said Gillingham instead of Gillingham.
Right,
let's pick a category.
Actually, still leading by 2 points. This hasn't changed very much.
Flying without Ings.
Flying without Ings.
Really lovely good stuff.
Danny Ings has spent most of his Liverpool career sidelined through injury, having made just 6 appearances since the signing in summer of 2015. 6 appearances. But how many goals has Daniel William Jong-in scored since?
How many goals has he scored since?
How many goals has he scored since? I will give you one.
Fucking hell, not many.
Whilst you were thinking, I thought this was really funny today that they went into the top 4 and that he's still at Liverpool and they're obviously not.
Who did win?
Ings. It's like, he left Burnley, didn't he? To go to Liverpool. And now they're ahead of Liverpool.
The question is, how many goals has he scored for Liverpool?
Yeah, but he's been injured in that, hasn't he? Yeah. So he can't really make it.
How many goals has he scored for Liverpool?
Since he's been signed for Liverpool.
And he's made 6 appearances. So that's 6 appearances. He's made 6 appearances. How many goals has he scored? I'll give you one either side.
4 goals.
You're incorrect. Over to Ash.
2.
Spot on. That's 2 exactly goals.
And you really just won either another, fucking side.
Another point. Oh my God.
it could be going worse for me, couldn't it?
That's Ash, nice. Could you please look at it?
I have picked
Guns N' Roses.
Is that Guns N' Roses? No, that's heresy in this fucking... Mine and Ash's favourite band is Guns N' Roses.
There's literally a Guns N' Roses thing up there.
Oh, Jesus.
I am furious.
Moses returned in favour with a full 90 minutes against Newcastle, scoring 9 FPL points 2 game weeks ago this season. But how many games has he actually played in for Chelsea this season? It is up to date as of today.
How many games has Moses played in
for Chelsea? How many games has he played in for Chelsea this season? And he has been out of favour a bit. And we are 17 game weeks in right now?
Six.
Incorrect. I'm going to pass it over to Tom. I'm going to pass it over to little Tommy.
8.
Incorrect. The answer is 10.
Very close.
Do
I get a point?
I really want to see you get a point, Tom, but it's not happening so far. So,
frigid.
Next category, please.
It's me to pick again. I'm going for this one. In the corner, Klopps and Robbers.
Klopps and Robbers. Since Klopp arrived at Liverpool in October 2014, he has signed a total of 13 players. How much money has he spent? Clue.
Fucking hell.
I'm going to give you a clue straight away. I'm going to give you a clue that is almost irrelevant. he has sold players in value of 135 million. But how much has he spent? I'm going to give some leeway to this.
I'm going to say 13 players.
I've got not a point yet. I'm going to give it the nearest 50 million.
Everyone was 10. The nearest 50 million? You're three nil up and you've got, you know.
I'd be insulted if you said the nearest 50
million. I've got the worst fucking question. I'm going to say 240 million he spent.
Incorrect. I'm going to pass it over to Ash.
How many players has he brought? 13.
13.
He has signed 13 players. And how much? He has sold players in the value of 13.5 million.
I'm going to go for 150.
I'm going to have to give it to Ash again. It's 146.3 million.
Oh!
So that's literally about 10.
146.
That's about 10.
That could not be
player.
Closer. Yeah. Than I could
that's
ask
about
what.
10 million player.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's fucking one then, isn't he?
Well, last one. Is this you?
Yeah, no, that's you.
Yeah, no, it's yours, Ash. So the last category.
God. Cesc and the City. That's good.
Nah.
I'll give you that. That's good.
Cesc and the City.
Oral Cesc. That's what I want to call it. Anal Cesc.
Cesc Fabregas featured in his very own television programme named The Cesc Fabregas Show Nike Live. Genuinely.
That's
in
good.
2008.
That's good.
Featuring some of his fellow Arsenal teammates, including Nicholas Bentner and even Arsene Wenger.
Wow.
But which British sitcom star also featured?
Ooh.
Which British sitcom star also featured in this TV show that Cesc Fabregas was the main feature of? Sitcom. Called The Cesc Fabregas Show, Nike Live.
And was it in...
Oh, I think I watched it.
Was it in England?
It was shown on Sky TV.
I'm going to go for...
Not me.
If I just describe him, will that do?
No,
It's probably going to be wrong anyway.
It's going to be fucking 3-0 up.
No, I need a name.
Oh, come on. I'll just sit here all day. With
oh, go on then. Describe him then. Go on.
Is it the guy who...
Little guy with shorty hair, boy with eyes and that. He's got two eyes on his face and a nose in the middle and that, and like teeth in his mouth.
Well, the guy, he's from Hoboken. And
that's very specific.
The guy who presents,
give me some of
that. Oh, fuck's sake. The Sky program called something about a league.
Incorrect. Tom.
Is it Alan?
Do you want a clue?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
What's the name of the guy?
Do you want a clue?
I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Of what show? What show?
This is long enough. Come on. Let's not.
This quiz has been a horrifically amount shorter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought you'd get at least the last question right.
Okay.
I think we should do another round. But Tom, I'll give you the clue. This is a bit out there. He's a baby.
Oh, Matt Lucas.
Correct! Tom has got a point. Of course.
Love Matt Lucas.
Lovely. Tom, that means you get through to the second question of this round, which means you could even out the points here.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
Cesc has been a key figure in Spain's European victories in 2008 and 2012.
Yeah.
That's in European.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the triumph in the 2010 World Cup, in which he supplied the vital assist for the winning goal in the final. But which player scored that winning goal?
Well, yeah.
I'll give you a clue. He played at Barcelona.
What year was it?
Oh, sorry, what year? I thought you said a player.
No, it was in
2012.
2012, who was playing for Spain?
Sorry, was it 2010, sorry. 2010 World Cup.
Is it Silva?
He never played for Barcelona. It's Iniesta.
What's your answer?
My answer, my official answer. No, I asked.
He said Silva and I said
my
Iniesta.
Official answer is Iniesta.
No, fuck off. He said silver. I said Iniesta.
No, I said
silver.
No, I said say it again.
He said silver. He didn't know.
Which means Tom can even out the points.
You can't give Tom the point for that.
We need to have a bullseye question at some point. I've put a lot of effort into these. Right.
We already had one.
I said say it again. It sounded like silver.
This is retarded.
I'm from Wales.
So for an extra 2 points, Tom.
Yeah.
In September, we have another ball socket eye question. Wayne Rooney suffered a gruesome eye injury after being elbowed to the face against which of
Chelsea?
Very recent.
Does he get another 91 guesses?
I'll pass it over to Ash, Go on, Ash. Have you got an idea?
Liverpool.
Incorrect. The answer is Bournemouth.
No, it'd be
Mrs. Bournemouth. So the scores at the end of that round, or the end of the quiz.
The end of the quiz.
4-2.
4-2. I think it was a trouncing.
To Ash.
Congratulations, Ash.
And your one point was 50% of your voice were very
The fact that I said silver, and then you went in yes, I said. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Joe Bloom. That was lovely. I really enjoyed that. That was amazing. The fact that it was cups, obviously the people watching live on Twitch got the whole cup thing, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were lifting cups. It was a whole thing. It was a thing.
I loved it.
It was good. The pressure is on for Dan next week to provide a quiz as good as that.
Yeah.
I think he might be able to do it.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it'll be up for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yes, thank you very much. Yeah, you got game week 18 coming up on Saturday. So tweet us your balls. Don't forget to tweet us. Follow us on Twitter, guys, because we should have a lot more Twitter followers than we do. We're bloody brilliant at Twitter. And follow us on Facebook. Not as good at Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. The focus isn't really on Facebook.
And where do I find you all?
Thanks very much for asking, Joe. At The Gaffer Tapes on Twitter and Facebook / The Gaffer Tapes
Twitch.tv/TheGaffer Tapes.
Yeah, Twitch.tv. We're going to try
and probably release the stream next week.
Yeah, so definitely. I think just do it every
week.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah,
and I think that there is a potential that next week might be our last pod of the year, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, we're gonna try and stream on Twitch. So yeah, Twitch.tv/TheGaffer Tapes. Follow us on Twitch.
I think you just create a little account.
I did it the other day. It's just really
subscribe.
Really quick.
Whenever you go live, people.
And you can watch us in the studio. We're all doing this shirtless.
Yeah.
Ash has had his testicles out, just popped on the keyboard.
Yeah. For the I'm not sure. We'll probably get banned. I'm sure I have naked.
I would have thought so.
But if you want to get in some hot three-way action, just
absolutely.
Subscribe. If you want to follow comedian Tom Holmes on Twitter, you could go to.
Please do. At @the_Tom_Holmes.
If you want to follow Quizmaster Patreon guest Maestro.
Brazilian. or is it French? French slash Brazilian
slash
Welsh
Scottish
guy.
Slash Welsh. Joe Bloom. Joe Bloomy on Twitter.
At Joe Bloomy. And FPL Bloody Expert, top 82 finish.
At Ash Cansworth. And if you would like to be a Patreon guest host, then why not go to patreon.com/thecapitapes and bloody support the show, because that would be
cool.
Please,
bloody do.
Bloody
please
brilliant.
Do. You're all lovely. Thanks very much.
So, thank you all for joining us. We will be back next week.
Yes.
Goodbye.